real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden commuted the prison sentences of hundreds of people. White House officials say most were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the pandemic. In all, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says about 1,500 people are getting clemency.
Today's actions build on the president's record of criminal justice reform to help reunite families, strengthen communities, and reintegrate individuals back into society.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Turkey said it's imperative to keep ISIS down following the end of Bashar Assad's regime in Syria. Elected leaders in New Jersey continue to criticize the federal government's response to nighttime drone sightings over the state. White House said there's no indication they pose a national security or public safety threat. And a monster wintry storm leaving a mess from Wisconsin to Rhode Island. The California-Nevada border could see 4 feet of snow this weekend. This is ABC News. Apple may be ready to take over a key part of its devices. For years, the company's relied on chips from Broadcom for Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connections. But Bloomberg now says Apple's on the verge of switching to chips that it designs itself. Thousands of New Yorkers hoping their ride into work this morning's better than the ride home yesterday when they were stuck underground on the subway. The issue was old equipment malfunctioning. ABC's Andrea Fujii says that's not unique to New York.
Cities across the country are facing public transportation woes, from aging infrastructure causing track issues in Boston to funding issues nearly leading to a strike in Philadelphia to safety concerns in Los Angeles. So why is it so hard to address these issues? Experts say declines in ridership have made politicians less willing to fund improvements.
Only about 5% of American workers use public transit. Fewer kids getting flu shots. CDC says just 37% of American kids got the shot this year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here. And we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2-ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas. The NBA Cup semifinals, game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking. It'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 18 this afternoon. The wind west to becoming south at about 5 to 10. Tonight becoming cloudy, low of 13. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered rain in the afternoon, 38 the high. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
The next new Wisco weekend is going to the dogs and the cats and all things animals. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr from Rescues to Why Pets Are Good For You. You won't want to miss it.
Saturday mornings at 11, Sundays at 8 on WGBW and WISS. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Friday to you. What a great Friday this is. Wait, oh, it's December 13th.
The Friday
I didn't realize
13th.
That.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Ah, okay. That's all right.
it's all right. We're going ahead with the show.
Great weekend. You see that forecast?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm hitting the Botanical Garden of Lights Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, it will.
Like 40?
It's going to be 40 degrees and the Packers are playing, so it
Sunday
won't be
night.
As crowded.
Yep.
Yeah, so
yep.
I'm going at 7.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a great weekend. I did not like this cold.
Oh, man. I give all the credit in the world to Todd and Nikki and Amanda and Jesse and everybody behind the scenes that put that together yesterday, Todd. But that was quite the event you put together at the Packer House on Shadow Lane. And for all the people that came out with like 30 degree
yes.
below zero
right?
wind
yeah.
chill.
Yeah. Every one of those guests, all those
wow.
football players.
Right. That was awesome. There were a lot of people there. That was fun to do. I like those offsite.
That was
events.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, that was great. And those, I told you that.
Well, I can tell you one quick thing, though. Mm-hmm. Remember we were asking how much those houses must have been?
Yeah.
Okay. I know a guy, okay, who bought one like 15 or 20 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, it was just getting started.
Right. It's like one of the neighbors.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
$129,000.
Yeah.
$129,000.
Wow.
He's been offered $500,000.
Yeah.
And now it's probably $750,000, maybe $1 million.
Yeah. And the Packers are going to continue to do more events there. Like, you know, that you saw the concert things they're looking at. And, of course, the Notre Dame-Madison game. I mean, those are all opportunities. Besides the 10 football games, right? There's still other things. I know they want to kind of lean into soccer a little bit. I don't know if that's going to catch on like they wanted to. But still, if you can get people in and to come and spend, you know, the 3 days there. I think that's an opportunity more than just 8 games, you know, in the old days.
I think if they get, I mean, they bring, what's this? Oh, Mino without a hat today, looking good. Well, thank you very much, Vicky. Thank you very much. I had to wear a hat until my hair grew a little bit. It's still not growing out all the way.
Yeah, getting there. Anyway.
Oh, no, what I was going to say is, if they go for the big, like, I don't know much about that, but I know, like, ESPN really tries to push, like, the Manchesters and
well,
the Liverpools.
Right?
Yeah, those.
Yeah.
Because then you would bring in, I mean, you'd probably have people from Chicago maybe coming up to see that, you know, these European teams.
Oh, yeah, they got a huge
so, I mean, it's
following.
It's a big drive, but just for Green Bay type people, Northeast Wisconsin?
Oh, no.
No.
No, we wouldn't go to that. But I do think those kind of teams, people are going to come, they're going to stay a couple days, and why not? And you don't want that stadium sitting empty.
And I mean, again, why don't they have a couple more concerts?
Right.
They could have anybody. You could have anybody. I swear, if you called Bruce Springsteen and said, hey, would you like to come here and do...
You got to make it a place where they can brag they played there.
Absolutely.
Like, you have to turn it...
It's
not
an
like
event for them.
Right. Like, don't be on bended knee. have them call you and say, hey, look, we've done Madison Square. We've done this. We've done the Hollywood Bowl. We really want to play
Lambeau. Texas Stadium.
Right. We got to play Lambeau.
Absolutely. And then I think it's a bucket item.
Right. And for them.
Yeah.
And then you say to them, yeah, you can do that, but, you know, max ticket price is X and 10% goes to this charity. And they'll be like, yeah, we'll come to that. I just agree. Think it'd be great.
Got a text here. Thanks for a great day yesterday, Michael. Michael from Simple Life Hospitality.
Yes, that was fun.
Okay, so tell me the whole story on the linens.
You're coming over tomorrow.
Well, John wasn't here the day that he brought him in, right?
Oh,
yeah.
He just said, I have a gift for you. And then he came in and different size sheets for, you know, queen size, king size, the double or twin. I got, you know, a couple of each. And they were, but I couldn't believe how heavy they were.
I couldn't either. Just looking at that package was unbelievable.
Like, if he was carrying that.
Now
I
can see why you fell down the stairs carrying linens.
See, it wasn't me. Oh,
you were
man.
Front heavy.
They are. I mean, anyway, so that was, you just gave that to me as a gift. Isn't that nice? And that's
a great gift.
Because we will, that's something that we will really
that's
appreciate.
That's really nice.
So, yeah, I'm having some with my party. I was telling Todd this morning that parties are good to have because it makes you get stuff done because of the party. Like last night, kind of tired, you know, at Pete's show last night, but I had to get those lights in the windows. But had the party not been tomorrow, I would have been like, well, I'll do that next week. So,
anyway. Well, I had that too for the complex here where I stayed during the week. We got a notice that some other group's coming in for something, and they're give 24-hour notice that they could come into your room to see what it's like.
What?
Yeah. Well, that's the rule when you're
renting. Oh, you just say that in your lease that they're allowed. Okay.
Yeah, 24-hour notice. But it's like 24 hours is not long enough for me to clean. That's not even close.
I'm actually interested in knowing what your place actually looks like because you make it sound like it's just horrific.
Well, it's not now. I cleaned it a little bit.
Okay.
I don't have a good vacuum. I need a good vacuum.
Yeah.
And I got stuff. I got too much stuff for.
Really, John? You?
Yeah.
Hmm.
For my little place. I do. Well, you know what? I did a new order of books. So I've got like 15 boxes of books up there. I need to sell some more books. I hate that every local author hates looking at boxes of books in their living room. You want to move them.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to buy any of my books for Christmas, let me know. I'll sign it for you. Do whatever you want. I just don't like the feeling of looking at them in boxes in my room.
Yeah. But the good thing is it's not perishable, you know?
No. I know. I mean, and you know what happens? I buy them, and then I'll do some events, and it's like they go fast.
Right.
Like, oh, crap. And then somebody will say, hey, Mino, where's your book? I'm trying to find it. It's like, okay, now I got to reorder and whatever. It's being a local author is tough. And I'm not trying to whine or anything, but I mean, it's.
I bet.
You got. It's not like, you know, John Grisham or somebody. I'm going to write a book, and my publisher's going to handle everything and the whole thing. It's a grind.
I think being a local artist or musician is kind of the same way,
same
right?
Thing. Yeah.
You really have to work it.
Yes. It is a passion of love, and I'm not even joking about that.
I know that.
It really has to be.
However, I was telling Todd this morning, too, that if you pursue that game show, and there's a lot of work to be done, that Pete Schwabe, who has his own show, Nightlight, that guy, I talked to him between breaks a lot. He's pretty impressive. He's produced movies.
Yeah. No question.
He's got great contacts, and I just think that's something I didn't talk to him about it, but if I had to put the team together, he'd be on there. Plus, he's a high eye, and you want to get a mix of people on the team.
You know what?
We're talking about this DISC profile that Civic Media had all the employees take, and we were talking about, because Con was talking about his profile and Pete, and I was talking about mine, and the consensus is that you need different kinds of people to make an organization move forward, you know, and anyway, he would be great. He's very talented, too. So if you pursue that.
Well, I know something else I want to pursue.
Look at investing a little bit more.
I enjoyed pouring those beers at Zimbaldi's.
That was fun. And that was not difficult.
No,
you're not
making like a Harvey Wallbanger with just a little bit of bitter, not too much, and a Long Island iced tea, but really put a
easy
little.
Easy on the vermouth.
Exactly. And
just outside, come on.
Yeah, I can't be that guy.
No, I don't want special orders. So what do they have, 15 beers on tap?
Probably, huh?
And if you could just memorize where they are so you don't have to read them all until you get to the one you need.
Well, at least they're kind of color-coded.
They are color-coded, which is good.
It's like Granimals.
And then they have the, and then the only mixed drink is the old-fashioned, and that's on tap.
It's on tap.
You just fill a glass with ice. There you go.
Yeah.
And not all these garnishments with, you know, two olives and a cherry. It's like, no, we don't do that.
And it'd be good to understand it, because I think it was Heather Heil where she says, John, I'll have a, you know, brandy old fashioned. I'm not mixing drinks. And she goes, John, it's on tap right there. Like, oh.
John wasn't there for the training.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
No, that'd be a fun place to work because it's not that difficult and the people are super friendly.
You know what was really good? I just tasted one. That hot drink they had, that hot cider something. Boy, you talk about if you're not, you know, feeling a little whatever, that was delicious. Like this really hot, spicy cider.
Is there alcohol in there?
There must be, right?
Yeah, I
don't know what.
Nobody got it. I just, a lot of beer and a lot of old fashions.
Have you guys announced your tips?
Well, should we
let
Carrie do that or should we do it?
I think you guys can do it.
Okay, I'm not saying there should be a recount or this was stolen from me.
All right. So hold on, I'm going to give you a timpani roll. Ready?
Okay. Well, just for the, tell them what the contest was. Yeah. Johnny and I bartended at Zimbaldi's, and a dollar from every pint and a dollar from every flight went to support the Alzheimer's Association in Brown County. And we also had tip jars out there, one with John's picture on, one with my picture on. And people could tip after they went in there. And many, many people, I just want to say, I said to Todd, I think it's going to be tied because I just saw a lot of people put a 5 in each, a 10 in each, whatever. So, but you have the grand total. And I didn't put any money in either. I was going to.
All right, let me roll the timpani right, again. Here we go. That's all right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the final tally on the tip winner from Zimbaldi's, John Mino, $214.50. Jim Schmidt, $269.60.
Oh. All right. Sounded like the winner, and then you mentioned your name. I'm like, wait. I think I won that. That's $500. That's great.
Yeah.
On tips.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know how much they made. That was a busy night. Well, good. That's great. I'm going to do that again for another organization.
But here's the thing about a recount type thing.
I put no money in there. I brought 100 just in case I felt like I wasn't going to win this thing.
So I sold, I think, 8 books.
Oh, so okay.
Gave the proceeds, $10. The printing costs are 10, yada yada. So 10. So I made no profit on it. So whatever they put in, it was $10 a book. So it's $80. Okay. Split up between the. But I think people didn't realize where they're putting them sometimes, which one it was.
Well, the picture was right on.
I know, but no. But here's the deal, too.
No, John, that's not it. I thought you were going to say you want your book revenues to count towards your goal.
No.
And I would say that would have been fair because I got a book too I could have brought.
No, when I was taking, you know, I was behind the bar, and
I was standing right next to you.
Yeah, and when I was putting, when they'd give me the money, and I'd put in one, sometimes I'd think to myself, oh, is that mine or is that his?
Yeah.
So I think there were several times that happened.
No, they look at the picture, it's big as life. No.
But it wasn't facing.
I would give you
wasn't facing
a little bit of credit. I thought you were going to argue that, hey, look, my $80 I made on book revenue should go to my tips. But then I would have come back, like I said, and said, wait a minute, I would have brought my book, too. So that's not fair.
Yeah.
John, just, you know, you don't like losing.
I hate losing. I'm the worst loser in the United States of America.
And we're not going to shake hands because John never shook
hands. I never shook a hand if I lost.
Yeah.
I was terrible. Yeah. Don't be like me. Okay. No, don't be like me.
Hey, you know what yesterday was? Donna called, and I was at the shelter, and then I had Pete's show, and she goes, well, I picked up dinner tonight. And I'm like, why? She goes, oh, it's a special day. I'm like, So I didn't know what it was. I got engaged 35 years ago yesterday. 35 years.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I remember it, but I didn't remember it was that day. And after she said that, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, something to celebrate. So.
Something women remember and guys don't even think about.
Honest to God, you can talk to Julie about this. You can talk to Julie about this.
We had a party.
And I'm sure you did something good. I had the worst engagement thing of anybody.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side.
Mine
worked clock. It was great. Mine
completely terribly unromantic.
And
completely terrible.
Okay, I got to tell you about mine. And we'll hear about your disaster.
Mine on the Mary Becker for this. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my
heart on Thursday. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor. Located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, we provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. Still cold out there. The temperature, minus two in Oshkosh, zero in Appleton, zero in Green Bay, but at least there's not that wind of yesterday. And it's supposed to get pretty nice today, right, Todd?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jim, was it your 35th anniversary of getting engaged?
Yeah.
And you'd forgotten that?
No, I really didn't. I mean, had somebody said, if I remember the 12th, December 12th, and we celebrate that. But I just, yesterday was, you gotta admit, yesterday was a little hectic. So I just didn't.
Sure, that's a good excuse. Mrs. Mino?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about Jim. I'm sure he had, what'd you do? Nice romantic dinner? How'd you do it?
Oh, yeah. On the knee, music. And then they get this. And I was betting she was going to say yes. Excuse me, we were at my house. And she was just very surprised. And I didn't go through in details. Well, then I took her back to her place, like a gentleman should, at like probably 9 o'clock. And she opened the door and there was tons of people in there. Surprise. Oh. I arranged
that.
That
sounds exactly the way mine was.
And it was great. So she was really surprised. And she's like, how did you get the key? But I got it from her landlord. And there was a bunch of people there and we had a big party. Had she said no, that would have altered my plans for the evening.
Well, yesterday we were talking. Well, your daughter got engaged at Titan Stadium in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then was it
New Year's Eve.
Mike Loveless we had yesterday?
Yeah.
Got a special thing engaged at the whole stadium.
Oh, those are big deals.
Big deals.
And you got to make them special. And it just kind of shows your appreciation for the future. What did you do, John?
Julie, what do you remember of ours?
I think you went to spring training with the Brewers.
Yes.
Is that right? Like in March?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you came back and I think you had like a piece of turquoise jewelry or something. I think you just kind of said, you didn't throw it at me, but you was like, hey, I don't know. Do you
want to
get married?
No, I said, hey, brought you some turquoise jewelry from Arizona, which is the last thing in the world you'd ever wear. Okay.
And turquoise has nothing to do with.
Right.
It's a diamond, John.
Yeah.
Forever.
Right. Yeah. Right. So turquoise. She opens it. I remember the look on her face.
Green.
Here's her response when she opened it and saw there was an engagement. It was so ugly, she wasn't even sure it was an engagement ring.
Yeah.
I bought it from a buddy's going out of business sale. Where it wasn't even under the glass. It was just, they had them laid out now on top of the glass to get rid of the last one.
So basically, it was like a claw machine at the
Yeah. And
isn't that romantic? Yeah.
Normally you would expect the woman to be like, oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh! Her response was, oh.
I don't. Boy.
Oh.
You should have.
This is nice.
Yeah. Thank you. And some pretty early signs. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right about that.
I never saw that ring again.
Really? Okay.
No.
I still have it.
Do you?
Somewhere.
I thought you got somewhere. Rid of it right away and bought your own.
Somewhere.
No. I'm not that mean. Still sentimental.
Right. Okay. That's right.
Okay, so do you...
It is.
Yeah, when's the last time you wore it?
Don't
put her on the spot. Right, it's so precious she wants to preserve it. She doesn't want to lose it. So.
It's in the vault.
Right. It's in the vault.
I want to make sure it's preserved.
There you go.
Pass it down to grandchildren.
Yep. Right. Yep. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll make a necklace out of it.
Like that. Well, just want to share that.
All right, that's what a story.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Right. Julie, this is why we endear ourselves to you because you've had to put up with this so long.
Yeah, I just.
Great for the
bird. Just never stopped.
I think, though, she was hooked. I could tell she wanted me on the first date. We're driving to Blockbuster to get a movie. And I took I said, we're at our house. And I was just finishing a beer. And I took the beer just to the end of the street and threw the can out the window. And she thought that was the most disgusting thing she'd ever seen in her life. And I go, really? Go ahead.
No, I just never experienced that before.
I'm like, well, you're not supposed to drive around with an empty beer can in your car. What are you supposed to do?
Oh, did you go to her father and ask for permission?
No.
I don't know.
What, Julie? What would your dad have said?
He would just say, "Oh,
let me think about it."
More afraid of my mom probably would have called.
The next thing
was more.
So then we go to the Blockbuster. I forgot my wallet, so you have to go to her car. I didn't know her last name was pronounced that way. I thought it was Braun. And she goes, Julie Brown. I go, oh, downtown Julie Brown. She goes, I so hate when people say that. You can't even imagine. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was off to a great start.
Then I rent the movie. I picked the movie.
Great. Okay. What was the movie?
What'd you get?
Avalon. It's this trilogy about growing up in Baltimore of these immigrants that come over.
Wow.
Yeah.
How romantic.
That's some deep stuff.
Halfway through the movie, we had this other couple of great friends. Halfway through the movie, I look around. Every one of them.
That is the truth.
Wow.
But you know what, Jim? You and I had breakfast at the place we had our first dinner that night. The Settlement. They used to have great fish fries. Remember the Settlement? We went for breakfast that morning. The Mexican food breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Where we had to go to the time machine?
Yes.
The lady said they had a time machine?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because we didn't have any cash.
Yeah. Where they had a piece of plywood over the pool table?
Yeah.
But it was like, they used to have great fish fries. Great
they
fish.
They did. That was the best part of the night. Well, this is the
only
part
of the night.
The only part of the night.
I asked
it was
her
back
out,
to the sleeping.
After first set, I asked her out like six more times. She blew me off every time.
What made you come back around?
Yeah.
What was your thought process?
I'm not quite sure yet what that was.
Right.
But you know what? I wouldn't trade Dom, our son, for anything. So
There you go.
It's all good.
That's the way I look at it.
She would trade her husband for anything.
Right. When they say, well, at least
a 30% off card from Kohl's.
Kohl's cash. Yeah.
Kohl's cash.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No question.
Yes. All right. Well,
I just want to see that. Yes. You know, since Jim was sharing his story.
Right. Well, that's a little different than yours. I know.
A little bit. It sounds really nice, Jim. Good guy.
All right. It was great. It's amazing it was that long ago, too. Yeah, but no, I just want to say that day on the 12th, I drove up to Antigo to talk to her dad. And I got there. And I thought, I'd been there a million times. But I don't know. I got there. And I was like, what time do they wake up? Because I'm sitting outside. And I'm waiting. I had to get back to work because I worked at KI then. And anyway, so then I went and talked to him. So that, I did it right. I mean, I just want to say I did follow an order.
I did too.
Look at the text that just came in.
John Minot equals Captain Romance.
Right. Wow.
All right. Thanks, Julie.
All right, Julie. Have a good weekend.
Hey, have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Too. Quick break. We got a huge lineup for you, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, it happened again. Another detection of high path avian influenza in Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection made the announcement yesterday. I've got all the details you need to know next. End of the year savings and hot deals at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. All new in-stock Bobcat equipment and attachments are marked down and ready to get to work for you. Skid steers, mini excavators, compact tractors, snow removal equipment, and more. As always, full service and parts whenever you need it. End of the year savings and hot bargain Bobcat deals happening now at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. Visit a showroom in your area or bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. A poultry flock in Barron County is the latest to detect high path avian influenza. Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State veterinarian, says that they are ready to alert any livestock owners in the area about the detection. She said so far the good news is there's not many animals in the area.
In that area, what we do is at least initially establish a 10-kilometer, which amounts to about 6.2 miles, control area surrounding the infected flock, where we will pull premises numbers for poultry and for other potentially susceptible species. I don't have all the numbers to hand just yet. We have looked and we have not determined any cattle in that 10-kilometer area through our premises registration numbers, but obviously there are other poultry flocks in that area as well. That we will be looking at for surveillance and to contact them.
That's Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin State veterinarian. The impacted flock is being depopulated in Barron County, and according to Conkle, as of yesterday, USDA had confirmed 95 flocks with high path avian influenza impacting 10 different states.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And a Wisconsin soybean grower from Barron County has been named to the American Soybean Association's Board of Directors. Tanner Johnson from Prairie Farm in Barron County has been named an at-large member of the executive committee for the American Soybean Association. Aside from growing soybeans, Tanner Johnson's also involved in producing corn, winter wheat, alfalfa hay, and cover crops. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 18 this afternoon. The wind west becoming south at about 5 to 10. Tonight becoming cloudy, low of 13. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered rain in the afternoon, 38 the high. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Just PS here. Dom's out for a few days, so we've got friends filling in. Next time, join Civic Media's sports director, Jimmy Cuska, for, you guessed it, sports talk and local news.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
For WGBW and WISS News,
I'm Lisa Hale.
Jeff Merkus, executive director of Downtown Green Bay, says the optimal location for the Packers Heritage statues that were removed from the corner of Washington and Cherry Streets is still a downtown location.
While there is a development that motivated the statues to move to a different location, we are confident that big picture, long term, as the Packer trolley tours come to see these 15 historic sites, having this monument and these statues in the heart of downtown is where they belong.
Downtown Green Bay is suggesting a site at the KI Convention Center to the Packers leadership and Packers Heritage Trail Incorporated, who will ultimately make the decision on where to put the statues. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has adopted new reading curriculum recommendations without the approval of the Joint Finance Committee. State Superintendent Jill Underley sent a letter to the Republican-controlled committee last week referencing a state Supreme Court decision showing that the DPI does not require Joint Finance Committee approval for the curriculum. That decision found that the legislature has used the Joint Finance Committee to violate the separation of powers by blocking stewardship purchases. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court is poised to consider a case involving a conversion therapy ban. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the Republican-controlled state legislature blocked a rule that would have banned the controversial practice years ago, arguing that the move violated the state constitution's separation of powers clause. The state Supreme Court is expected to hear oral arguments on whether the state legislature overstepped their constitutional bounds in the case in mid-January. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, later on this morning after 7 o'clock, the grown-up gift list and the text win contest, which is statewide with Civic Media, coming your way later on this morning. Your chance to win $100 and also go into the drawing for one of eight grand prizes, which you can find and see and salivate over at civicmedia.us. Again, that's coming up this morning after 7 o'clock with Mino and the Mayor. Speaking of Mino and the Mayor, here they are. Once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on December 13th. It is Violin Day. Mm. It is Cocoa Day. It is Horse Day. Lost and Found Day. Let me ask you something. You're Catholic. Catholic.
Well, so are you.
When you'd lose something, what would you do?
St. Anthony.
Absolutely. And he always came through, it seemed like.
Sometimes it took a while.
Yeah, but he had come through.
He did. He always did.
Todd's like, what? exactly. National Guard Day. Hey, nice. God bless the National Guard. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you that, man. I think it's one of the most underrated things in Wisconsin is the history of the National Guard from the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know, you think of them being called out back in the days of the riots in Madison or things like that.
Right.
World War II, World War I, Iraq, Afghanistan, with the National Guard, the 32nd Division National Guard, their legacy is incredible. Absolutely incredible. 12 days to Christmas. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Oh, Taylor Swift. What do you buy Taylor Swift?
Yeah. An experience.
What do you buy Taylor Swift?
She can get any experience she wants.
Yeah, right?
That's got to be a tough buy.
Hey, did you see, though, what's
but
really
you gotta
happening
make something
with these NFL players?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so her boyfriend.
Right.
Kelsey,
you know, his house got broken into.
Yeah.
Mahomes' house got broken into. Mm-hmm. Sunday, Joe Burrow's house got broken into.
Oh.
Their wide receiver got broken into. And everyone, it's happening like at the start of their games. But again, he makes $35 million a year. You can't hire six guys.
I
here's my house.
And it's
here's
one game. Keys, and here.
Beer's in the fridge.
I'll be gone for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sit in my house.
Yep.
Have your trucks outside and have a, you know, whatever. That's unbelievable.
That kind of, but that is unbelievable.
But it's like they think it's like an organized group.
Right. That's going after.
Oh, I'm sure. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's.
I mean, even
so
even the mayor. When the mayor's gone, he's got guards standing out.
That's
there,
not right? even a question.
Okay.
And they're only looking
they
for
drive.
You.
Know, he's got,
they drive by.
He's
they
got
drive
one
by.
Of those recordings of Milton barking. So when people walk up, they hear the dog.
He's not the best guard dog, but
oh man. What, we can't go there. That dog will tear us apart.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx is 57. Did you read about him?
Mm.
He's coming out clean now. He's doing a special about what happened. He had a
brain
stroke
thing,
and
you know?
A brain bleeding on the brain, and he was close to.
Mm.
Johnny Whitaker, 65? Is that 65?
65.
That's all he is. Okay.
So you know who he is, right?
Absolutely. Jody from Family Affair.
Family Affair, and then he was on Sigmund the Sea Monster.
I did not know that.
Sitting Marty Croft back on Saturday.
He was also Huck Finn in the Huck Finn movie.
That's right.
And I'm trying to think of
who was he on Family Affair, that thing with that?
The little boy.
With that.
Mr. French?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was that little boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jody and Buffy. Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buffy, of course, died of an overdose, drug overdose. Yeah.
Really?
Really tragic. At like 16. Really bad.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't. It's a real famous girl. Oh, you know who it was? You want to know who played? Who was the other girl in Huck Finn? It was Huck and Sally? Something?
Not sure.
But it's, what's her name? Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
They're both child actors.
Right.
Yep. Steve Buscemi. One of my all-time favorite actors is Steve Buscemi. If I was an actor, I'd be Steve Buscemi. You would know him.
I'll pull up a picture.
Oh, today. You would. He's one of those guys. He's got an unforgettable face. Steve Buscemi. And you know what? He was a firefighter in like New York and then took some acting classes and became a huge, big time actor.
Hmm.
Oh, he made his mark in Fargo. That was the first thing.
Hmm.
And just a great actor. Does a lot for veterans. Does a lot for firefighters. Like during 9/11, he would bring food to the fire stations and things like that. And yeah, recognize him?
No,
just a common looking guy, though, right?
Wouldn't
think this guy's a
movie
star.
Say, it doesn't look like a movie star. Nope.
Huh.
That's why I still think I got a shot. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I would think.
Yep,
that's a similar.
Okay. Randy Owen, 75. Ted Nugent, 76. I told you I picked Ted Nugent up at the airport in Green Bay one time and drove him over to Tony Mandridge's house.
Hmm.
Dick Van Dyke, 99.
Oh yeah.
And there, if you have not seen it, there's that video out right now.
Unbelievable, that guy.
You've got to look it up on, like, YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
Brand new video came out with, was it Chris Cornell or something like that? Chris Martin, I'm sorry, from Coldplay. They did a song, and it's gone viral with Dick Van Dyke.
With Dick?
He was dancing and stuff.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
does his own
dancing.
Seems
like one of the all-time good guys, huh?
Yeah, he's... Though he might be.
Dick Van Dyke Show.
Love that show. Yeah. I can still watch it anytime it's on.
It's still on. I mean, it's on that, whatever, that MeTV stuff that I get, that free TV.
I can watch that, the Beverly Hillbillies, Andy Griffith, anytime.
Oh, yeah.
I found a new show I've been watching, though, that is so intense you can't believe it. It's called Lioness. Have you heard about that?
No, I have not.
Wow, it's about these women who, in the Army, who get sent into like Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and these places undercover, where they try to make friends with somebody close to the people that the government wants to knock off.
Mm.
So they kind of track them where that person is. They use them as almost like the bait. It is really intense. They work for the CIA and they go into these nasty places. You got to see this show, Lioness, it's called. It's really something.
Cable thing?
Yeah, I don't know which one of the things.
Okay,
whatever. Yeah, you know what, Dick Van Dyke. I'll tell you a little. I know a connection. Dick Van Dyke to Green Bay.
Sure.
Okay, there was a guy that the Packers drafted. He was their 17th round draft pick in 1973. Okay, Winkler, I think his last Whitman was it Whitman? Oh, I can't think of his name now. Okay, wide receiver from Portland State, came to Green Bay, training camp and everything. Ends up getting cut. You know. Okay, whatever. He turned out to be one of the biggest mass murderers in the United States.
Okay? Wow.
It's called the I-5 Killer. They don't even know how many people he killed. All right? Dick Van Dyke's son was a prosecutor against him, sent him to prison forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Dick Van Dyke's house is heating up, though, right? Isn't he in Malibu? One of those guys? He's got to evacuate his house?
I don't know.
Yeah, that Franklin fire that's going on out there. I'm pretty sure he's.
Why? How is Malibu getting all these fires lately?
I don't know. But those are some. There's like 30 homes, and
homes
are unbelievable. I don't know if his home is in that, but I know he's in that neck of the woods.
I remember a couple of years ago, guys, like some pro at from the Dodgers, I think it was, they were trying to get to their place, and like they couldn't get to it, and these people were running out, and these Dodger players were telling people, come on, jump in my car. And actors and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well,
my buddy that works in L.A.,
out there.
He went out. He worked in L.A., Greg Mills, who I worked with in Tucson for a lot of years. Or not a lot of years, but still a great friend of mine. And he was working in L.A., and he had to go out to this one area where it was whatever. Then this guy started talking about whatever. And he's like, how do I know? Just from the, that fire, my opinion. And it was Sam Elliott who lived there. And he was talking to him. You know, the actor Sam Elliott? He's the guy I wish I was if I wasn't me. The actor Sam Elliott?
Yeah, Todd knows. Todd. I don't know. I don't. How would I know?
Oh, you would know.
Okay. All right. So that's great. So finish your story.
That was the thing. It's all these huge, big name people interacting with these other people, all trying to
get out of Malibu.
Get out of Malibu.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like the last place you'd worry about a fire.
Well, I don't know. It's really dry. I mean,
it was
the
all
water.
Beach.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's. No, I could see a fire happening out in Malibu. Yeah. That Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins, he did his own dancing in there. That remake.
Never saw that.
That's long. They sing all verses. You know, it's a little. Again, I don't like long movies. I went to that with, I went to that with our kids, but it wasn't that long ago, so I don't like calling them
kids. I'm going to tell you how old I am.
Okay.
So old that I remember my sister telling me, we're going to go to Mary Poppins, and she came to me and she says, you're not going to believe this. Yeah, what's this? They raised the price. I go, what do you mean? She says, it's 50 cents to get in instead of 35.
I'm not going.
How? Isn't that funny? In a generation, movie used to be 35 cents. And it went up to 50 cents, and we protested. It was too much.
Yeah. As a percent, that's a huge jump. So that's why that was her complaint.
But I got to read. Okay, so this is something serious. We're talking about, you know, people want to get out and ice fish and everything. And the weather, you know, the weather is so cold now. And that's great. But then it's going to get warm, and then everything happens. I got to read something from a friend of mine. Okay. We're trying to get him on next week. And he worked for the... Okay. Hi, John. I'd like to say something about ice conditions on any body of water in conjunction with any of the Great Lakes. It's not only the sub-freezing temperatures, but also the wind over the water, over these large bodies of water. The wind can and does push water from one end of the lake, in this case, Lake Michigan. When this water builds and flows into the tributaries, water cuts the ice from the underside in a narrow current. Thus, when that big bathtub flows out, cuts again. When that big bathtub flows out, cuts again. As we have observed windy for two to three wind conditions for 2 to 3 days, then calm for a couple of days, there's a constant current in rivers, streams, and bays. Where people were fishing yesterday on 4 to 6 inches of ice, today might be ice-free. I worked for the Corps of Engineers surveying Green Bay for a couple of months each year. Some years when Lake Michigan mostly froze over, the ice didn't have much erosion. But years when Lake Michigan stayed open, many areas would have like 2 feet of ice, and within a couple of feet go less than an inch or two. The trouble with this type of erosion, one cannot see it from above. It is even more deceptive under drifted snow. Be super careful when high winds occurs over these lakes. Oh,
that's amazing. I can go from 2 feet to 2 inches.
Isn't that something?
No.
But because you can't see the currents underneath the ice.
Right.
Makes sense, but how do you know?
Well,
you know what I mean?
We just told everybody.
No, but I mean, you don't see that.
Well, that's
what
he's saying, especially if
there's
drifting
snow on
it.
No,
I get it.
Yeah. And that's why I said Big Al Sampson was adamant that when you go on the ice, man, you keep your car door ready to open and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
Don't go on the ice.
I'll tell you what, though, ice fishing is such a passion for a lot of people. I mean, it just really is.
I guess you can't do it from the shore.
No. And, you know, I know a lot of these older guys, they don't have boats, so they can't go out into some of those areas in the summer. So then they go out in the winter and... That's a tradition for them. They put up their shanty, and I'll be honest with you. You got a shanty out there, and you got a little heater, propane heater. It's fun. It's cool sitting in those shanties.
And then they just drill a hole?
Yeah. Put a little tip up or just do some bobbing?
I never understood it, but my mom loved it. She went out all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
But they catch stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's
the
cool part, because fishing's so boring. Yeah, unless you catch something.
But if you're in a shanty... I mean, you could, like, when I was in the deer stand this year, I took a book with me every time and
relax.
I loved it. I mean, I was more calm and just whatever sitting in that deer stand up in the UP this year than anything.
It's called a living room. Fireplace.
Yeah, but you know, you can't really shut off. You know, the phone could ring, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, true. I had no service.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's
had a little propane heater.
Or somebody could stop
snacks.
By that the Jehovah's.
Living room, fireplace, grand piano. I mean, you know.
It's not grand. It's
same
just,
thing.
It's all tuned, though. So it's tuned. You got to tune.
No, he'd find a way to try to bring that on in his nice shanty. We guys had a quick break. Lisa Hale coming up. Talk about Wisco Weekend Preview. Mark Hughes in Bellin Sports Medicine. Scott Fency coming on. Gary Gresh coming on. Former Green Bay Packer Daryl Thompson. Paul Hanna, Heights Public Park. Dennis from the Glam Band. Cast of Thousands back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
That ain't gonna happen. Anyway, hey Todd, please, I beg you,
don't.
I beg you to never let us have a hot mic.
No, we would both be out of work.
We're both talking about what our last words were going to be.
What your last words were going to be?
Yeah, how people, sometimes people, on their last lap, they really change a lot. You know, and forgiveness, and I shouldn't have done it. And Johnny and I don't feel like that's in us. It's probably going to be.
We'll tell you.
We'll tell you at the break. We just.
Do we have Lisa?
She is standing by. Standby.
Oh, all right.
I've got to add her to the chat here. There she is.
Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa Hale.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're good.
Good, because it's warm in Green Bay compared to Oshkosh. It's only 0 in Green Bay and 2 below in Oshkosh.
Uh-huh. That's significant.
Cold. As my grandmother used to say, it is colder than a well digger's butt in Idaho.
There you go. There you go. Well digger's butt.
I don't know what that means. I don't know why. No. Idaho? But she said it.
I don't know Idaho either, but it's colder than a well digger's butt. It's because you're always bent over digging a well. So your butt is always exposed.
Okay.
There you go.
Do you remember when we first started, we were going to decipher some of those old things
that
we hear? I still want to do that because there's a lot of those out there, you know, water off a duck's back and all that, but there's some things that people say that they don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Mm. We could maybe be that link to that piece of knowledge they've been lacking in their lives. So.
Let us know, people.
I never knew that.
If you've got some that you need to figure out.
We'll do the research. We got Todd.
Yeah.
We will do the research, and then we will let you know exactly where that hailed from. That'll be good.
More work for Todd.
Yeah, so that's all right. But we'll talk about it.
My favorite comeback all the time is, you know, it's an obvious answer. My favorite one is still, does a one-legged duck swim in circles? That's always been my favorite. What's yours?
And the answer to that is yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yeah. Poor little ducks.
Emmett would swim in circles constantly. Yeah. I can't remember.
Who's Emmett?
He was named after a kicker for the Saints, and he was a one-legged duck. That's all I remember. He lived on my campus at ULM.
You would know
you.
That.
You, of course, would be the one person that has a one-legged duck.
Yep, absolutely. She had a 3.5-legged cat. She had a blind cat. What else have you had?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I've had cats that are basically hospice animals that have lived with me, 3.5-legged, blind. I've had three-legged dogs. I just, Lisa's home for the lame and infirm. That's what I was.
Wow. Yeah. How do they get along with your tarantulas and everything?
They don't mess with the tarantulas, and the tarantulas don't mess with them.
Did anyone ever refer to you as that weird lady down the block?
So you know what I mean?
Crazy cat lady. Hate to say it, but hey,
she lived in an attic for a while. Literally, she was the crazy cat lady in the attic.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
Okay, I'm going to say that I would love to live in an attic.
Yeah.
When I go into some of these old, Jim, I bet you've got a cool attic. Those big old houses from back in the day, those were pretty cool attics.
Yes.
I would love to have had a room in an attic.
Yep.
I really truly.
Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. I recommend it. But yeah, I was the crazy cat lady in the attic. And you know what? Speaking of all these pets and animals that we're talking about, this just segues perfectly into New Wisco weekend.
Okay.
Because this weekend's theme is pets and animals. Our cover story is on J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue, which rescues and rehomes exotic pets, much like my tarantulas or bearded dragons. Mm-hmm. And we've got stories about pets and people and pets in the cold and things of that nature. So it just moves really perfectly to New Wisco weekend.
Wow. Yeah. Who do you have on talking about it?
Let's see here. We've got John Moyles from JRAAR. We've got Yava Engel from the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. We've got, I wish I could remember her name.
But you got all these people talking about, tell this is an important subject, I think. Go ahead.
It's very important. Brittany Merlot breaks down why your pets are too cold when you're too cold, except for animals like huskies that absolutely love the cold.
But also we've got great music from Pets, Radio for Pets, right?
Radio that for band. Pets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, okay, let me ask this. If you take your dog out for a walk, like a day like yesterday, do they really need like a coat or a sweater or whatever? Or are dogs just immune to that?
It depends upon the type of dog. You've got to remember where the dogs originally hailed from. For example, if you were going to take a Mexican
Chihuahua.
Crested Chihuahua, you know, sure. the hairless dogs out in this, you know, that would be cruel not to have a coat or something on them because they have no fur.
But
and
you really
you know,
need
they're very small.
But you really need the booties on their feet because that's what gets cold.
Their feet get very, very cold.
So you put those little slippers
that's
on.
That's what I mean. Do they need those?
Yeah, they do. I'll tell you, Bichons do. Milton doesn't, but those smaller dogs, their feet got so cold.
We used to put those on our beagles when we'd go rabbit hunting on cold days.
I bet you did. I'm sure you did.
My mom used to knit them for them.
I've made crocheted booties for animals,
yeah,
too.
You would.
But they do walk different when they have those on because they don't really like them. But,
well, they can't dig in, right?
Right. Yeah, but anyway, they don't have the same balance. It's like if you don't have your toes. They don't balance as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would just totally agree with you that inclement weather, some dogs could care less.
Lisa, by the way, I heard a song yesterday that made me think of you for this time of year.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure who it's by. Christmas in Dixie.
That's Alabama.
Alabama. What a great song.
And Randy Owens' birthday is today, 75.
Oh.
So.
I thought of you. I actually thought of you.
You thought of me. That's one of my favorites. I absolutely love Christmas in Dixie. Of course, I love Alabama. They were my first ever concert.
Oh, no kidding. They're
kidding.
They came to town, didn't they, recently, to Green Bay?
I can't remember.
Yes, they were
at the Meyer.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they were.
I don't think they'd go to the Meyer.
I thought they were.
They were in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. They were at the Rush because it was the same night as one of the campaign rallies. I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Lisa, we got 30 seconds. Give us some more.
New Wisco weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sunday mornings at 11 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
We look forward to coming and doing a show in your studios in Oshkosh again.
That's a good
time.
We really enjoy that.
I like it when you're here.
It's fun. Right. Thank you, Lisa Hale. You're the best.
Have a good weekend.
Anytime.
Take care. All right, when we come back, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. As mentioned, Scott Vensey, Gary Gresh, Daryl Thompson, former Packer running back, Dennis from the Glam Band, and Paul Hanna.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulationary to break down all the news, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A United Healthcare spokesman tells ABC the man suspected of killing the insurance giant's CEO, Brian Thompson, was not a United Healthcare member. Prosecutors in New York are presenting evidence to a grand jury as they try to secure an indictment against Luigi Mangione. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
His supporters are donating tens of thousands of dollars to online legal defense funds, including one set up anonymously on GiveSendGo. The group saying, we are not here to celebrate violence, but we do believe in the constitutional right to fair legal representation.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Turkey is working to prevent a power vacuum in Syria after the collapse of Bashar Assad's government. Elected officials in New Jersey are criticizing the federal government response to reports of drone sightings. Federal officials say there's no evidence of a national security threat. And President-elect Donald Trump's invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration next month. This is ABC News.